Good morning, brothers and sisters. I greet you all in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It's a pleasure to be together again, even though we're spread out and are probably in front of our phones or PC listening to this. I believe we can be together in the Spirit. And I pray that the Lord will bless us today. And yes, let's just start with a word of prayer. So, Heavenly Father, Lord, we come before you, Lord, this day. I want to first of all thank you for your grace and for your mercy. May you just bless this devotion, Lord, to you, and we pray that each and every ear that hears, Lord, can be encouraged and can bring something that we can think about throughout the day. Lord, we have our lives and you've seen them. We just pray that you guide us and you fill us more and more with your presence, Lord, and give us an ear to hear and eyes to see with, Lord. Anoint us, I pray, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Yes. So, this, I believe, will be the last day with the daily devotion. From my part, at least. I know it's still going to go on with many other good words continuing after me from different brothers, so but I pray it's been a blessing, and you probably or hopefully know more who Michael is, and what God, which is the great main person in this, has done in just a sinner from Norway that got saved by his grace. And yeah, we all have our testimony, and it's always, when I think about it myself, and it's always so nice to and encouraging to hear testimonies. So that's what the Lord laid upon my heart for this week, and I'm gonna share my last experience, which I was really going to share yesterday, but you know, again, as you start to talk and you go into that, you go back to your testimonies and you go back to your experience. It says, time just flies, you know, it's just so uplifting to talk about everything that God has done in our lives. So it's also for us and for you individually to go back and look at all the experiences that God has given you, because that will help us move forward. You know, the devil, he wants us to forget. He wants to take our eyes off the things that we've experienced and say that it's nothing. But everything that the Lord gives you is for a reason. It's to keep you on the track. And when you go through difficult times, you have these experiences to look back to and say, yeah, the Lord is still alive. He's still working today. And I am His. So, yeah, it's wonderful. So, praise the Lord. So, yesterday, I'm just going to say that I'm going to continue with my testimony. And yesterday, I talked about my experience when I got asked to share a testimony during COVID times and share some words for the first time. And yeah, as I said, it was very... I did not expect it at all, because I never see myself as someone that is good with words and so on. But before I go on, I just want to read a scripture. And we can go to Jeremiah chapter 1, a known scripture. Jeremiah chapter 1 and verse 4. And there it says, "Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you." Believe that. Before he formed us in the womb, he knew us. "And before you were born, I sanctified you. I ordained you a prophet to the nations." Then I said, "Ah, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a youth." And I feel like I can relate to that word. And verse 7, "But the Lord said to me, Do not say I am a youth. For you shall go to all to whom I send you, and whatever I command you, you shall speak." Amen. So this just tells us, this is the work of God. It's not our work. You know, the only thing that we have to do is actually take the steps. And God will do the rest. He will inspire you and give you everything that you need. And in verse 8 it says, "Do not be afraid of their faces, for I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord." And it says in verse 9, "Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth. And the Lord said to me, Behold, I have put my words in your mouth." Amen. So this is when Jeremiah was called from the Lord. And you know, all of us have a call from the Lord. And all of us have a choice to make. All of us have, when the Lord comes to you, you have a choice. You have a choice to do. You rather say no, or you say yes. So it's very put in simplicity. That's how it works. You know, the Lord comes to you and you respond. If you just look back to your experience when the Lord revealed himself to you and you got baptized and you received the Holy Ghost, it's the Lord coming to you. And he reveals himself to you to make you understand what you're going to do. But then you can choose. You can choose to ignore. Or the Lord can give you an experience, but you can choose to just go in your own old habits and forget about what the Lord has done. But of course, the best way to go is actually to say yes to the Lord. So I'm just going to share this last experience now. And it's about when I accepted the call of actually ministering his word. And it was quite a step because, you know, yesterday I shared about my first, you can say, sermon or testimony, because, you know, there's always a testimony to be shared. So, but the first time I believed, not believed, that's the wrong word, but I experienced that the Lord spoke to me in that way, where he gave me this sermon that I called A Real Longing. And this continued quite a while. So I was asked to have services maybe once, if it's once a month maybe. And but even though, you know, it was hard for me to accept or know that, Lord, is this something that you want from me? Is this something you want me to do? I was still in this questioning phase. But it came to a point where I, in the end, got to experience something. And I experienced that in Arizona. I was there to visit my brother's new family because he's married and he lives in Phoenix, Arizona. And we were going to go to Mexico to have services there with a group of people in Mexico. And we went with this brother called Eddie Sanchez. And I never met these people. I never met the people in Mexico before. They just invited us and invited Brother Eddie to bring us and to have fellowship together. And as we started driving, or I can share this first, there was this one time a week before we were going to head to Mexico. I was sitting in the garden of Brother Eddie's house. And if you don't know who Brother Eddie is, he is a pastor in a church called the Tree of Life, a church in Phoenix, Arizona. But I was sitting in his garden and I was just being there to have fellowship with the Lord, meditating. And while I was sitting there meditating, the Lord shared some scriptures with me. It was three specific scriptures that he shared with me. And I thought to myself when I was sitting there, and I said, Lord, thank you. Thank you for sharing something with me. And I just noted them down on my phone, so I just had them. But the thing is, I was so thankful because I thought that I was so thankful that the Lord spoke to me and that we could have fellowship, because that was my goal for that time. So one week later, we traveled to Mexico and we were going to have a service on a Thursday evening. And we came there and we got to greet the brothers and sisters there, the pastor of the church. We were living at their place and never seen them before, and they only speak Spanish. So I tried my best to learn a couple of words as well. But we came to their place around 4 o'clock. And the service was going to start at 6. So we had some dinner, and after the dinner, and after that fellowship, I was just going to start to get ready for a church. So I went to the restroom and I just was going to make myself ready. And while I came out of the restroom, I saw Brother Eddie and the pastor of the church in Mexico stood there and talking. And I was just going to walk past them because our bedroom was right by where they were standing. So as I was walking past, they stopped me and they say, "Hey, Brother Michael." They said, and I stopped and I said, "Yep, hello." And Brother Eddie, he told me that the pastor here, he wanted you to minister tonight. And I thought to myself, "What? What?" And do you know the first words that came to me? It was, "No, no, 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 no." It wasn't going to be like this. It's easier just to say that Eddie's going to take the service because he was going to have it anyways, I thought. Those were the thoughts that came to me when I was asked at first. It was that I can never do this. That's what I thought. But after I took a while and I stood there and talked a bit with them, and I said, "Well, I have to go pray about this first before I answer yes or no." So, and as I was, they asked me, there was something special happening. The Lord spoke to me as I was standing there. And you know, when the Lord speaks to you, he didn't speak to me in an audible voice, but he speaks to our spirit. So in my mind, I had a conversation with him. And he told me, as Brother Eddie asked me, that if I could take the preaching for that service that night. And the Lord told me, this is how it's going to be. You will be put on the spot, right there and then. And if you say yes to this, you accept the calling. And if you don't, then you don't. So in that moment, so much, many things happen in my mind. And it was really a big decision. You know, it was a simple situation. You know, I was standing there, we were going to have a service on our usual Thursday evening. And here I come walking out of the restroom, got stopped, didn't expect anything. And here it comes. The pastor here asked for you to preach tonight. And the Lord comes and say, well, if you say yes to this, you accept the calling that I have. And this is how it's going to be. You have to be ready out of season and in season. And as this process happened, I just said, okay, I just have to go into my room and pray. I went to pray. And I said, Lord, you have to help me with this. I don't have anything to share. And as I was praying, the Lord took me a week back. When I was sitting in the garden, and he shared with me three scriptures. And those three scriptures, I realized, this is my sermon. This is my sermon. And I thought, well, that is why you gave me those scriptures. Now I understand. So, you know, the Lord, he had everything figured out, planned out already. But I took to a very carnal way of thinking and saying, no, I can't do this. But after that I prayed in my bedroom, I came out and I stood there. And then when I came out, when I got the peace about the situation, I said, yes, I'll take the preaching of the word tonight. And they said, yeah, good. We'll see you then. And then it was only 45 minutes till the service started. So, but you can say, well, this sounds like a very simple situation. But you know, the Lord, he came in at that moment when I least expected it. And before that, I was still wondering about, well, Lord, is this something that you really want me to do? Do you want me to share something from your word now and then? But at that time, when I got asked to minister in Mexico that evening, he gave me an ultimatum. And he said, if you say yes to this, then you actually accept this calling that I have for you. So it ended up that I said yes. And yeah, here I am today. I help out as good as I can in our church back home here. And I just really want to do what the Lord wants me to do. And it's by his grace that we're able to stand, able to share something. Because, you know, without him giving us anything, it's just empty words. It won't do anything to us. So, yeah, This week has been about my testimony and some of the experience that I look back to and have in my, you can say, my storage house to look back to, and can help me to walk forward on the way, because you know individually that the Lord has spoken to you and taken you out and put you on the place and put you in your calling. And if you still have not, then I just pray that the Lord will reveal himself to you and give you exactly what you need. Because he will, if you seek him with all your heart. There is a scripture, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. And that is the promise that the Lord has for us. So I just pray that the Lord bless your day. And it's been a privilege for me to be able to have this daily devotion for a week. And I just pray that it's been a blessing to you, and you probably or hopefully got to know who Michael is. So God bless you. I love you, everyone. And may God surround you this day. So thank you. God bless you. And amen.